Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Wednesday Hour with me. Tonight, my guest is Bill Davis. Funny guy, nice as all get out. I'm going to bring him on in just a second. I do want to say love and prayers going out to those in California. I know my friends, Josh Bender's in chat. I was looking at his name, George Saplin and Kara. They're dealing with a lot of the smoke and the bad air quality. I'm making sure everybody's unmuted, not like last week. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead. Bill's sitting here. He's on Facebook Live with me, and he's got thunder, which is pretty awesome. Hey, Bill, thank you for joining. Josh is already in the chat, so say hi to Josh Bender.
Hey, Josh Bender. He came here to sell us something.
Hey, I hear he has some awesome light. I'm kind of looking for a light. I have a display. Hey, Jessica. Hey, Derek. Oh, the Crystal Crew is here. Where's Valerie? Where's her crystals? So how are you today, Bill? How is Bill? Let's focus on Bill.
Fantastic. Everything's good. I lost your video, though. There it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't see you. But I can hear you.
Bill, well, I can see you just fine, so don't pick your nose or anything while we're, because you are live. And there's Missy. Hello, Missy.
Justin never told me not to pick my nose.
Oh. Well, you're not on Justin's show, so.
Right.
Don't pick your nose on mine.
That one was close.
Okay. There's Emily. Whoop, whoop. Emily's in the house.
Emily. Missy.
Bill graciously brought his own sound effect. He's having a storm, so. If he loses power, I'm winging this shit by myself. So Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about you for those? I think everybody in chat. Oh, Danny picks his nose. Yeah, well, Danny's not on my show either, so.
Only when he's awake,
though. Missy said, hi, honey, Melissa, not Bill. This is going to be so fun. So tell us, Bill, how you got involved in the paranormal.
Well, I haven't really started yet. I'm gonna get started here real soon.
Like how soon?
I got my first recorder when I was like 10 years old, like one of them real tapes. And I went for a little while since we started using that. Not for ghost hunting, just for just stuff, and there was a lot of stuff that was picked up on another state. This is weird. I started the video and probably when I was about 14. With a super camera. So pretty much just camera and audio for me, and I kind of started ghost hunting. Not too long ago. 10 years? No, it's longer than that. I'd say like 20 years ago. Seems like yesterday.
So Derek, y'all are killing me.
I can't see. I'm gonna see.
I don't know if you can read chat unless you're on your phone. Yes, Emily, that is real thunder. So Bill totally brought the creep factor with him when he logged on. Hey, Mabel. Derek is being Derek. Hold on, I got to scroll back up. Okay. Can you read what it says across the screen? I'm not going to read that out loud. Are you kidding me? Can you see it?
I gotta find your screen.
Bill.
Can you hear an echo or just me?
That's just you.
One day I was staring at a wizard dick. Yeah. One day I was staring at a wizard dick and was like, I like it. Quotes me.
Is that an official Bill Davis quote? Hey, Nelson. What are you doing? Don't play with the buttons, Bill. Leave them alone. Oh, my God. So did you ever have, like, a paranormal experience that made you? Okay, tell me about that.
We kind of grew up in a haunted house when I was young, and so I think I got tied in a chair a couple times, and that's when the stuff really got crazy, falling out of the cupboard and stuff like that. Just scared the crap out of me. I knew something was going on, didn't know what. No, I was always been into the monsters and stuff, that creepy stuff. Since then. So that was cool.
Now, are you into the cryptids or are you just into the paranormal side?
Pretty much into anything. I'm not much of a woods guy, though. I'm going to want to go tromping in the woods looking for one. I think it would be cool.
All right, Missy has a question for you. Missy wants to know how old you are.
I'll be 74 in 2048.
So let me ask you, if Jessica Bias called you and was like, hey, Bill, let's me and you go look for a Squatch. Would you go?
I would.
You would?
I would go.
I lost Bill. This is great.
You're there?
I lost you. Hold on. He's on my phone. Sure. I lost you on the...
Am I live? Am I live now?
Yeah, wait a minute. I think I got him. Take it back. Hold on. There you are.
Storm. Big lightning bolt.
I was nervous.
It wasn't because I was pushing buttons or any of that. I do love Bigfoot. My nephew caught a picture of a Bigfoot outside in the snow and submitted it on the show. And they all said it was homeless man piss. So, if you saw that episode... I could see that. And that was a storm. I can see the comments on the screen now. Okay, we're good. This is our first date. It's supposed to go awkward. Darren,
Valerie's there. Emily, I still think that's you there. I waited for you to go live. Emily said we will all get to see Bill and let you see this live.
That'd be cool. First paranormal snuff show.
I don't know. Thunder is pretty spooky until it knocks you offline.
Florida. Like every afternoon here.
Okay. So you had your first experience. How old were you? I can't remember.
I don't even know. I was really young. I was young enough to be tied to a chair. But my family's not watching. They're not able to look back
here. Okay, well,
he's here, but now when they beam him, I'm scared.
He
freaks a lot of people.
That's
right. Can't look at lights here. It's camera so colorful. Who's going to be our player?
Our what?
Our
stage
supplier. No, I think I was younger than that. I did get out of it, though. I did escape. That house was bizarre.
We're all so just your problem.
Mm-hmm. In Jersey, where the Jersey Devil was. We were looking for him. No, okay. We heard all the terrible stories, you know. Cool, those were. The street, there's the spy looking at the window. You know, fellas, where was a turtle on the big look? I don't know that one. That's what it's for kids.
Noah's in his bedroom on the PS.
I don't get the turtle and the igloo thing. What is that, Jess?
Thunder is just badass. I mean, when you come to a show, you come to a show.
That's right. Wizards. Warlock. I was gonna ask how Al Sage did with the snow she got. Did you see the snow?
Yeah. How do you get snow in New Mexico? Before you get snow
in September. Bought the that chemistry set for those rocks.
Yeah,
the crystal. Yes, that's what we're going with.
Actually, I think he was hitting the button.
It's a Mac, and I'm not really used to it yet. I used to have a Bob. Now I got a Mac. It's a pain in the ass. But we're here.
Okay, so that's what
piqued your interest. Yeah, I knew something was going on. It wasn't fake. Oh no, they knew. My sisters knew. Cause like when I went to go into a room, they would say, "Don't go in there. The ghost is in there." Okay. Back up. Not going.
Do you have any abilities
that we can
talk about on Facebook Live, and pertaining to the paranormal? We don't need to know the others.
Well, nothing.
No
abilities. A lot of disability.
You don't have any sensitivities or anything.
Yeah. No, the only thing, I mean, I've gotten like touched before, but as far as being like attacked, like I've seen people get jumped, I've seen them get scratched, pushed, all those kind of things. I usually just film it. It never happened to me. I never gotten anything bad.
Yeah, you have this cool background.
We could fix that easy. That's where my makeup is.
In the floor?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt Waddell. Hey, Russell. Thank you for joining. Kind of a...
Happy show. Jesse's on... he's investigating now. He's on a holiday. Jesse runs the May Stringer. So you see, I'm representing tonight the May Stringer house. That's good. If you get a chance to go there, that's haunted. Jesse, run it. Amazing. The best. Down the street.
I don't think I know now.
Jesse? He's in the Brooksville pit, the PIP. See, when he does his live streams from the makeup department before, there's thousands of people on that thing. That's crazy. That's hard in the room, but he never stops. Yeah, we used to, every place we went, we saw each other. It was like, Mel, she's here. Oh, man, don't tell him that. Well, thank you, Jesse. You going to be doing any lives coming up? Nobody's wanting. They're doing heavy-duty stuff. They're going out of state and things. Last heavy-duty thing there? Yeah, you must. If not, do it. He's got some cool equipment. He got a dead light. Some of us have more than one, except you. No, there's a few others that don't have. You must pass the test first.
I put a question on the screen for you. I'll let you take that one.
So who is your favorite person named Jessica Bias asking for a fan? I only know one. Looks like that girl in the picture. She does that. Josh is close to that, too. Josh is close to that, too. Resting pitch beard. Jessica's a punk. I mean, the only thing I can say, it's called bullying. If you're not familiar with that. I watched you live when you did that. Yeah, Gettysburg. I know when you did from Gettysburg. You were buying a bunch of stuff. Phony. Oh, there. Yeah. Yeah, I remember you getting them. See? She hit them. The battered husband. Seen him on Donahue once. And his face blurred out, but you could see his beard. She beats me. Yeah, Jack probably wasn't born yet. Jessica's face. Let's get back to that thing. No, I know that. No, she's good on the shows. My face is just all over the place. Not professional. Well, I'm moving around like a meth head. She's scared of Justin. We all are, really. He's a great guy. Has a great big heart. Intimidates me. He's way over my head. I think I'm there just to dumb him down a little bit, you know. There it is. The only bad one's mine. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to be right across the street at the Chief Theater Saturday. That place is haunted. I've been touched there, and that's where a lady got pushed. You watch one of my videos, the lady falls through the drywall. It's pretty bad. It's like a big crash. But it's a really cool place. So going there to help them out. You know, I mean, I don't like to make a lot of videos of like evidence that I have and put it up there, but the funny ones or ones that I make funny, I like putting those up there. I don't know why. Probably why I only have 60 subscribers to the channel. But yeah, we'll be doing the Chief Theater coming up. We're gonna shoot live from that. I'm gonna try. I got Tim Beard coming with me, and who Jesse knows. And we're going to try and do a dual camera walk around. So it should be maybe three camera live. So you can pick which one you want to stare at to look for the orbs. Saturday. I have no idea. We're going to try. Okay. Just sit on my page. Sit on my page. You do it anyway. Just sit on my page all day. Wait for it. You do that anyway. I see you on there. When's you going to say something stupid? Yeah, and Emily's, she's got the error 404 thing, and she's picking up different teams and going under different area codes to kind of network us together, which is really cool. She works hard. Oh, yeah. She will. Yeah. just had so much crap break. Every time I go, something breaks or battery drains or just always something weird going on. That's it. Half of it is usually there, yeah. That is true. But Tim's coming, so maybe he can help me. Tim Beard. Yes. Right. I'll keep them in my pants so they're safe. There's nothing in there that would hurt them. Oh, my last investigation. Truly did. It's so hard because all the crap and crazy music I post is just oof. I like the 50s rock and roll. The 50s rock and roll. To where I was 3 years old. Darren says, don't break your deadlights. And in fact, I left the diffuser over there at the May Stringer. Jesse's holding it for me. I got to go back and get it. Lost. Deadlight. I had no idea. The ghost took it. It's gone. Like, shit. Just like, I'll send you another one. I'm like, no, I need to figure out where that one. He's great. His lights are amazing.
So, did
you do anything? When did you feel like you did it? It wasn't too terribly long ago. My daughter was like 10, maybe. 26 now, so like 10. I started taking her to the graveyard, her and her cousin. Started doing some investigating. I don't know when Ghost Hunters came on TV, or if they were before Paranormal State. I used to watch those two. I don't know how long ago that was. Paranormal State. Yeah, so I used to watch that. So I take them out to the ghost. Well, they were watching. So I take them out to the graveyards, and they started catching stuff. And my daughter feels things. She's a pretty good sensitive. So wherever she like felt like she was feeling something, you know, we take video or capture EVPs. It was kind of always collaborated with her feelings. So I thought that was kind of cool. She works the weekends at the hospital, and I work. The hospital I'm at the VA, I work during the week, so it's kind of hard. She had the last weekend off, but I didn't have anything scheduled.
It's kind of a family thing.
Yeah. I would take them out. And then I always did a solo thing. Then I joined the group here in Trenton, the old Gilchrist Jail Hunters, or Gilchrist County. Old Gilchrist Jail Ghost Hunters. Cool. I'm using the Chiefland Paranormal. I mean, I've had that forever, at least since I moved here. And I've branched off a bunch of different pages. I got the Error 352 page. And I'm going to try to do something with that as well. Do the lives and things. Emily, yeah. Emily, yep. She's amazing. She goes opposite of our show on Fridays. So that's not cool. One of us has to get rewatched. I did. Are you guilty of running your like laptop or your tablet on one and your phone on the other? I do that. Brooke stole my diffuser. I've been watching them.
I share everybody
because
everybody is different.
And I do too.
And I only share what I think is good. I don't share crap.
Oh, I do. I like crap. It's the fun part. I just like watching people have fun, you know, or getting scratched. Pushed down, falling down the stairs.
Colin Gilmore actually has a podcast right now, but Darren said he had to watch you.
Oh.
See, we're all Crystal family. We're all Crystal family, Darren, so.
We are family. They're like the most normal people I know. I talk to everyday Joes at work, and they're insane. So at least you know what you're getting with us. You know? What you get. I've had dates at graveyards before. Like first dates. It's not. I don't think. If you can get past that, then maybe you can, you know, you might have something after. Thank you, John. You guys, some people say like graveyards are sanctuaries and sacred. And I've seen some dark stuff in graveyards. I mean, the witches go there, right, to get dirt and all that and do their thing. Yeah. So why wouldn't there be bad things in a graveyard? You gotta be careful no matter where you go, I would say.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm thinking that I've picked up on
a yep.
cemetery. And I think the last one we watched, the last one we did, and that clearly proved the spirit box get out.
Yeah. Gets a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
One way or another.
I gotta work for Valerie. But, you know.
Work for Sage.
Yeah, work for Sage. But I like them. I
do too. It's a place to go.
So, from now, you're doing the Chiefland. You're working with Emily. Tell people where to find you if they don't already know how to find you. I think most of the people.
I think so. Find me on Mel's page. Error 352. Yep. Bill Davis. Yeah, I think you liked it. I'm going to be a ghost hunter like Jesse. Jesse's got something cool coming. Yeah, I got my flight suit ready. It's not tan like this, but mine's black. You can wear one in the Air Force. It's kind of good. Jack. Who's Jack? And he's dressed up in his demonologist outfit. The priest. Oh, that dude. Technically. Poor Danny. He's going to scare you. He's a good boy. He needs a earpiece. Oh my God, wake up, Danny. Something's wrong with him. He works, I think.
Yeah.
He's dressed up like a little demonologist. He's handsome. I'm a handsome guy.
Looks like firewood.
You would look like firewood too if you had a man's hand stuck up your ass. Yeah, he needs new clothes. He's had this priest outfit on for a while. Was that a doll in your lap, or you just happy to see Josh? Hell, I thought that was Josh. He needs a beard.
I need a deadlight beard.
I want to make him a new head. I think I'll sit Danny down and I'll leave. Jeez. He always steals my show.
Jesse Buzzcast, what is that?
He's the founder and lead investigator of Chiefland Paranormal Investigations and Research.
You're creepy.
Yeah, I am. Oh,
yeah. Danny needs new clothes, and he's a size 3T. For all you mothers out there that have clothes that don't fit your kids anymore.
My
grandbaby,
I'm
making
his girl clothes.
Is that cool with you? Yeah, he's cool with it. Danny the Demon Hunter. He does hunt demons. He'll kick a demon's ass.
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw him. I had to have him. I'm thinking I want to sit him somewhere, like in the old Gilchrist County Jail, for a weekend, and then bring him back and examine him and see what anything happened to him. Is that a good idea? I don't know. Don't like spirits like go to dolls and things like that, humanoid figures, mannequins. Like haunted dolls and crap. Oh, yeah, we'll interrogate the shit out of him. And if he's not haunted, we'll blow him up.
Set him on fire.
Blow him up. Josh sent me this pic one time with this dummy they found floating in the river. And this thing looks evil. And they just burned it. Yeah, that thing looked bad. He was like wrapped up and bundled up, like so nobody would ever find him. And they just tossed him in the river, and some guys pulled him out and opened it up, and it was a ventriloquist dummy with weird, like, claw hands. It was thick. Josh saved the picture.
What are you going to do if Danny gets back?
Send him to you. Send him to somebody. He ain't staying here. Can't stay here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's supposed to build you a crystal light thing, and he could print Danny a new head. I could build a switch. I thought it would be a cool idea.
No.
I'm an idea man. Should be pretty easy.
I seem to recall you saying on Valerie's, oh, I can do that for you now. I can do that for you.
Yeah, but then I figured out how cheap it probably would look.
I'm definitely not getting an offer.
It would be plastic. Well, you'd have to design it, right? I know how you want it, and then I have to build a 4-inch model of it because that's all my scanner will do. So I'll put the little 4-inch model in my scanner, scan it, and I'll blow it up, and then I can print it out full size on the printer. Sounds easy.
Josh is helping me fight
that.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't use the LEDs that he used. Things is they're not just like regular lights. They're crazy wired, heat sink, all that.
Yeah,
oh yeah, Melanie.
See my balls.
Yeah, let's see your big ball. You want to see Mel's balls, Danny? Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Oh my god, I totally lost
them. Let's see those balls.
Nelson, thank you so much. A local friend. Y'all say hi to
Nelson Tomlin. Hey, Nelson. Oh, there you go. The altar would be cool.
Yes.
That'd be the way to go. Nice wood. You know, you could use, you know, fancy woods, exotic woods, and put lights in those. That'd be cool. That and Derek's lizard dicks. See a lot of that.
Yeah,
see a lot of that lately.
This has got to go down as like the most comical. Where is Justin Brown when you need him?
Just slap us down. Get some control.
The most comical interview.
Wait, let's go back. I think I was 3 years old. I was like 3 years old. You keep interrupting me. Fast forward. We could do the investigation. The last investigation I did. We can talk about that on that haunted train.
Hi, Aaron Bates.
I am Bates. That was a disaster. Good job, Noah. You could wash your balls with that. Oh, that the haunted train thing? That turned out to be a disaster. Afterwards, one lady tells me, she's like, I got something really bad to tell you. I'm like, oh, geez. I can't use any of that footage at all. Yeah, that was sort of. Somebody in there, I guess, is a, fugitive or something. I'm like, whatever. I didn't know. I had no idea. Like, wow. Should have known better. It's bad. I don't even want to go through it because I can't use any of it. I'm not gonna blur out faces, crap. I saw a lot of shit on my own, you know. Shadow figures blocking out the little lasers and crap like that. And, you know, and I figured somebody was there, so I turned my mag light on, go to the end of the, you know, train, and, you know, there's nothing there, which blew my mind. I'm sure there's people back there. It was really weird. It was a cool thing. Anyway, a bunch of people got scratched. It was crazy. I can't use any of it. Yes, I've already had the sheriffs check them all out. Did their background check.
Well, you're gonna have Tim Beard there.
Yep.
And you're gonna have
He's good. He's got Dana. No, Jesse's doing his own thing. He's, where did he say he was going to be at? He was, that's right, there goes that OSR. Killer clown. He used to work in the circus. Yeah, I don't care for him. We're gonna. I set up all my cameras and lights and all this crap and the green screen, and then she sends me a picture of her phone number. I'm like, what the hell is that? I could use my cell phone. I was like, I ain't got no selfie stick or nothing. The hell, we sit here all the time. I know some people do it, but I just can't do that. Justin would fire me and. Like that. You saw me using that. Randolph County Asylum. That's where he's going. We're going to have dueling lives. What time are you going on, Jesse?
Yeah.
Well, whatever his times are, that'll narrow it down that I won't do it. And listen to the music I post. You know, I post a lot of good music. Most of it's like 50s rock and roll, because not only does it still piss off the old people, but it pisses off the young people too. And I crank it real loud going through the parking garage at work. Yeah. What do you call that? Past lives? Yeah. So, Emily on the couch and you on the floor and booze. Yeah, we definitely want to watch that one. Sure. Whatever Jesse's gonna go live, I won't go live. Go on and watch his. I probably should be working. My balls. There was a guy named Mike Schwetti. He used to make those balls. Remember him? He had Schwetti balls. Small ball. That used to be Josh's nickname in high school, I think. Or was that low ball? I can't remember. Might have been small ball. What was Josh's nickname in high school?